The following is a public service program brought to you by WFAQ LP FM Mukwonago. It is the 2019 Political Candidate Forum for three positions for the Village Board of Trustees. It was held March 19th at 5 p.m. at the Badger Burger Restaurant in Mukwonago.
Good evening. For those of you who don't know me, my name is April Reschke, and I'm the Executive Director of the Mukwonago Area Chamber of Commerce. I'd like to thank all of you for coming out to meet your candidates this evening. We have a great turnout, so I really appreciate that. I also want to thank Badger Burger for allowing us to use their venue this evening. This is a free party room that you guys can use anytime you like, so I'll just put a little plug in for Badger Burger in June. Just to let you know, the questions have been pre-selected, so the candidates have had them for less than a week. They're going to try to answer their questions within 2 minutes, but I'll just kind of cut you off if it ends up too long. First, we're going to have them give each other an introduction before we start with the questions. But I'd like to introduce John Woodall, our village administrator, so that he could tell you a little bit about this position and what it entails.
I need the microphone. Don't need the applause either. Okay, so a couple things I want to mention about village trustees and this election in particular. First of all, village trustees are the policymakers for the village of Mukwonago through our ordinances, resolutions, policies, and through their decisions does run the entire village. The direction that the village board gives to staff is how we run the village on a day-to-day basis. So all of the decisions you see that eventually get made start or at least end with the village board as the decision-making body. For this particular election, we've been transitioning to 3-year terms for all of our elected officials. So with this particular election, the top 2 vote-getters for village trustee will be elected to a 3-year term. The bottom vote-getter for village trustee is elected to a 2-year term. And then after next year's election, all of our village trustees and village president will be on 3-year terms. So I think that was about as succinctly as I could wrap up the duties and the specifics of this election. And with that, I'll turn it over to Todd, back to April, and then to Todd.
Yeah, and I just basically wanted to thank Todd for moderating this evening. Todd Siski is with WFAQ LPFM Radio. So thank you for moderating this evening.
Thank you, April. Thank you, John, for the introduction. Yes, I'm Todd Siski, also known as Commander Todd, WFAQ LP Mukwonago, Kettle Moraine Community Radio at 101.3 FM and WFAQ.com. We are a nonprofit, non-commercial, low-power FM. That's what the LP stands for. And we've been on the air for 11 years at 101.3. We're 100 watts. We go maybe 10, 15 miles around the area, so we're very local, which is why we have a very local focus for what we're doing tonight, as well as we are the nation's music source. We're 24/7, all music, all the time, from WFAQ.com and, of course, 101.3. So thank you very much for inviting me here. We're not live right now, but we're taping this to be able to be broadcast probably tonight about 9 o'clock or so, if we can get the mix all set up and everything. So, and then after that, the files will be shared with the village, with the Chamber of Commerce, on our social media, WFAQ.com and everything else. So if you want to listen to it later, it's there, as well as it'll be rebroadcast randomly between now and the election if you miss it tonight. So a lot of opportunities to get the word out, share it with the community so they can make informed decisions for the election. Okay? All right. So,
One thing we want... Thank you, Trustee Johnson, for mentioning. So there's 5 people sitting in front of you tonight. 3 open spots for a village trustee. So 3 of the 5. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's important to know. How many do we vote for, right? So we do have 5 folks in the room tonight, and we're going to introduce them. Their format will be we're going to let them introduce themselves, tell us a little bit about themselves, and then after that, they're going to answer a series of 3 different questions chosen randomly as far as the order that they respond to those questions. So let's start left to right here. We're going to talk to first Eric Brill, and then if you want to just pass the mic down, introduce yourself and pass the mic.
All right, again, my name is Eric. I'm 36 years old. We have moved to the village here about 6 years ago. I live in the Fox River subdivision, just north of the Fox River. I'm here tonight actually with my 2 kids, Eli and Sam, my wife Lisa. They're in the back of the room there. By trade, I am an engineer. I work for a consulting firm down in the Third Ward of Milwaukee. I specialize in doing building healthcare design. I'm here tonight, I guess, because I want to offer some of my unique skills and talents that I have formed over the last 13 years at the engineering firm that I work for. I think we could bring a lot of talents I've learned over those years to this community, I guess. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jim Decker. I'm a village trustee currently. I live at 1138 Eastern Trail, and I've lived in Mequonica for 29 years. I've been retired for 6 years after spending about 48 years in the field of engineering of overhead cranes. And I'm running for re-election as a village trustee because I feel I would like to see some of the things and the projects that we have currently on the drawing board or in the works, and I'd like to see them get finished. And I feel that they would be an asset based on the fact that I've been on the board for 8 years and had that experience.
Hi there, my name is Carl Kenner. I live in the Fairwind subdivision here in Mequonago. Spent most of my life in the Mequonago area. I grew up in Eagle. I've lived in the village for close to 10 years and in the town of Mequonago for another 12. So I know the area very well. I currently work in IT for a major U.S. financial institution as a team lead for one of the infrastructure engineering teams. For the past 8 years, I've been lucky enough to work from home, telecommute. Before that, I commuted to Menominee Falls every day for 12 years. Two children, a 23-year-old stepson and a 17-year-old daughter, both have gone through from K through 12, or not quite yet for my daughter, in the Mequonago School District. My wife, Erin, we've been married for 18 years. She currently works for Pearl Healthcare in Mequonago. So our ties to the community are very strong. I think serving as a trustee is serving the community that has been very important to my family for pretty much our entire lives. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Ryan Clemmie. I've been with the community for a little over 9 years. I live over in the Fairwinds subdivision. That's right across from the high school. I have two kids that are 5 years old, two twin girls, and they are named Tenley and Emma. My wife, Kelly, we've been married coming up on 10 years. We've been excited about being a part of the community. We have a great neighborhood, and I want to kind of expand that to all of Mequonago and make sure that we're continue to be a tight-knit community, family-oriented. We have great school systems. That's kind of where my focus lies, is just continuing what this community brought me here to be. I chose to come here out of many different places I could have lived for a number of reasons, and I want to make sure that that continues. This community has been growing quite a bit, so there's been lots of concerns about that growth and what the future is going to be, so I want to be participating in that. Outside of that, I'm definitely into Wisconsin sports, all of them. I went to Madison, so I'm definitely a big Badger fan. Half of my wardrobe is probably Wisconsin gear. I love to play golf when I do have some time to myself. Otherwise, I find myself spending a lot more time with my kids. I do work down in Racine, but I'll get to that with one of the next questions. I'm just excited to be a part of the community and get to know more people as I can.
Hello, my name is Roger Walsh, and I'm a 36-year resident of the village of Mequonago. I am a Mequonago High School graduate. It was a while ago. Also a UW Madison grad. Longtime resident, local business and property owner. We've been married 39 years with two grown sons, a large extended family. One son is an economist and data analyst, The other was a carpenter, an infantry marine, and now a mechanical engineer. I asked myself, why am I doing this? And I'm not a public speaker, which will probably be obvious. But it's about public service. And I can say to all the people at this table that being a trustee is not an easy job. And there's hundreds of pages to look at every month in terms of e-packets and agendas and committee meetings and a great commitment. But again, it's about public service, and this is the village where we all live and reside. I've participated in a lot of committees over the years, 20 years probably, and everything from the original Historic Preservation Commission to the most recent Downtown Strategic Plan Steering Committee. We'll get into that later with the other questions. And I proactively got involved in kind of the grassroots in 2017. And want to pass on what I've known from all these committees in the past and to the people on the other end of the table that are going to have to carry some of this stuff forward for the next 20 years or more. So thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. These are your candidates, folks. Welcome, and we have a couple questions we're going to ask now, which were chosen in a random order first. So Eric gets the first question, or gets to answer it first. So Eric Brill, if elected to this position, what experience and qualifications would you bring to the Village Board of Trustees?
All right, I first want to start out with saying that I attended the Milwaukee School of Engineering and have worked as an electrical engineering principal now at the same company for the last 13 years since graduating. At work, my passion lies in researching and discovering emerging technologies and enhancing the client, employee, and business experience. I've been a leader and mentor in developing and implementing new techniques across our 10 nationwide offices. I specialize in generators, hospitals, and health codes, municipal ordinances, and healthcare electrical systems statewide currently. I strive to make the firm I currently work for a leader in innovation and compliance that have helped shape the culture success of my local office, and want to utilize these expertise in the community. To stay informed on our village matters, I have been regularly attending village board meetings, plan commission, and committee of the whole meetings for the last several years. Within the community, I'm a committee chair of the local Cub Scout pack and den leader for our youngest sons, and I work well with all ages because of this new experience. Most recently, I served as a committee member on the Village Muckwonago Downtown Strategic Planning Committee. The committee was created by the Village Board to ensure the process of shaping the future of downtown Muckwonago is transparent and inclusive, and the committee sought a collaborative plan with as much input as possible from people interested in the future holds for downtown Guadalajara, and I'm really here to hope to expand on that as a trustee in this village. Thank you.
Just introduce yourself.
Okay. I'm Jim Decker, and I feel I would have access to the village board with my prior experience as a trustee and serving on all the various board committees. I am an avid reader. And being retired after 50 some years in the field of engineering, I feel I would come to the board meetings prepared to discuss and to vote on issues. As Roger mentioned, we have paperwork that goes anywhere from 150 to close to 300 pages sometimes. And I feel a trustee should be ready to come to the meetings prepared to discuss issues. My main reason for running, again, is to ensure that the taxpayers' money is well spent. And because the board only has certain funds available that they can spend.
Again, I'm Carl Kettner. If I were to win a second term, I think my experience for the past 2 years is an important asset. In my experience, the first term in office can be challenging, to say the least, to find your footing. President Winchowski helps new board members work through that with committee assignments that aren't necessarily as time-consuming to begin with. For me, that was starting on the Judicial Committee in the first year, then moving to the Personnel Committee this past year. Personnel Committee has a considerable time commitment that touches all departments. Additionally, as I mentioned, I'm a team lead in an IT infrastructure group at a major U.S. financial institution. It's a high-stress environment. It's taught me how to work in a team of professionals towards common goals. Oftentimes, those goals are regulatory in nature. There's no way to be successful in an environment like that without being able to work together. And I think that experience applies to many things in life, and really it does apply to elected positions as well.
Hi, I'm Ryan Clemmie again. So I grew up on a dairy farm when I was a kid, and I think that gives you a sense of what it means to work hard. And I've had that the rest of my life. So I'm used to working long hours and doing what is necessary to make sure I do the very best job I possibly can. I'm used to getting my hands dirty and understanding what's happening, working with people. It also, in the dairy farming industry, you learn to rely on your neighbors and build extremely good relationships with people. Because they're very important to your livelihood, and you help out whenever you can. So dairy farming for me is kind of what built my personality and who I am as a person. After that, I went on to get an engineering degree from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I graduated there knowing that although I enjoy engineering, I'm very good at it. My passion is more people management. So I went on to get my master's in business administration from the University of Texas in Arlington. So I actually spent 7 years down in Texas working and getting my master's degree. After that, I realized that family and friends were more important to me than my career. So I came back to Wisconsin to be closer to my friends and family. And I just kind of learned to work as a project engineer and a manager to help businesses, help companies. I have been to a number of different companies, and that has helped me understand how to work with different relationships, work in different cultures. And I think that can be a help to our village so that you can navigate some of the relationships that are even not just within our village, but outside of our village to get the job done and do the right things. On top of all that, my wife also was a trustee here. Her term ended last year, so I have her background to kind of fall back on. I agree with Carl and that sometimes it takes a little bit of time to understand how things work. But since I have her background and of course we talked plenty about what she was going through, so I have a pretty good working background about how a village trustee works. And all the challenges that are facing the village, and I've been a part of that. So that's why I feel like I'm prepared for this position.
Experience and qualifications. Roger Walsh. I'm regularly attending village board and committee meetings and served on multiple, probably 7, including a Chamber of Commerce Economic Development Committee meeting, April and I, a number of years ago. Kind of when you started, I think it's 10 years that you've been with the Chamber, right? So, longtime resident, local real estate appraisal business owner, recently sold that business to a partner. Small commercial property owner. I believe I have a useful combination of knowledge, skills, and time that I can contribute to the community. Attending village meetings, reading available supporting information contained in e-packets, past village committee service, commenting at board meetings and public hearings, interacting with department heads and village staff on, you know, day-to-day issues in terms of, you know, owning property in the village. applying for building permits, you know, things like that. Reading studies, articles, related community economic development materials, organizing local town hall style meetings in the last couple of years, and starting an informational Maquanago Facebook page, I believe are all useful experience. I was not a social media guy, so stepping out of my comfort zone on social media was a big thing for me. But it's informational. I post things about this meeting. I post things about village board meetings. I think of it as primarily informational, and I don't comment a lot on it. I just put the information on there. My real estate training, I think, in terms of being a residential appraiser, not commercial, but owning commercial properties, small commercial properties, and I think the training in just fundamentals of real estate, the free market real estate principles, and understanding the legal powers the village has to affect the market, I think would be unique to the current board. I would bring a long-term view which emphasizes community first into planning and closed sessions. And I have had experience renovating or repurposing 7 older properties in the village. One of them is next door, Case Academy. The building that we're in, Badger Burger, was also a renovated, repurposed project and has brought a lot of business to the downtown. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. That's all your candidates answering question number one for their qualifications and experience that they would bring to the position. All right, our next question, and it's going to be answered first by Carl and then rotated through. So Carl and the rest of you, if elected to this position, what are the top 3 things you would advocate? Carl Kettner.
Thank you. First, it's important to keep property tax increases in check and provide consistency year after year. I think that's something that we've accomplished successfully over the past couple of years. One of the ways the village has done this is through encouraging commercial growth. I think we've all seen that, the growth we've had in the industrial parks and some of the new amenities we've been seeing. I believe this needs to continue, but we do also need to keep in mind that this is a village and try to plan so we don't want to be a large city. We want to maintain the village feel, but we do need to keep property taxes the way they are. We don't want to see that going up. We recently passed the court plan, and John, I wish I could remember what all those letters stand for.
Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan.
Thank you. That's what John's for. One of the many things John's for. That plan lays out a 5-year prioritized plan for revitalizing the parks. We're now entering the execution phase, which is an extremely important part of the plan, which is we need to make sure we fully budget for all of these items that we're going to do. I think it's important that we follow through with that, since the park system is one of the village's greatest assets. Thirdly, we need to continue working with the county and state on village traffic issues. It's a complicated issue. Any change in one area can affect another. The traffic is increasing, we all know that, but one of the complications is if you redirect one direction, now you're affecting a whole other group of people who are going to be dealing with traffic. So it's extremely complicated. But the important thing that we can do is keep the discussion moving, lay out the different options, and gain consensus.
This is Ryan Fleming. So for me, I tend to focus more on what brought me to the community and what I hope will bring others to our community. So for me, the things that I see this community as strengths are the great schools that we have. The school system is definitely something that people look at Maquanago and they say, man, that's a really good school system. The family-oriented type of atmosphere that we have in our community, which I hope is not going to get lost with the growth that we're having. and then offering a variety of events and experiences that everybody can enjoy. So I think those are our biggest strengths, and those are the things that I advocate and would go after. All the things that we do as a community and as a board of trustees kind of keep those visions in mind as to what we want our community to be, what brings people here, what keeps people here. So those are the things that I look at. How do we expand on these strengths? How do we look to preserve and enhance the downtown area in particular, expanding our residential offerings and investing in our future? As you grow, you're going to have to grow your schools. You're going to have to grow your fire department, your police department. Hospital has been growing for us, so that's great to have that locally. But our roads are going to get busy, and they have already been busy. So how do we do that while keeping the small town feel is important. And then all the events that we have in this community are second to none, really, in a lot of different places. And you can't really get that other places. So how do we expand those and continue to bring people together? I know social media is something I enjoy, but social media doesn't bring people together. It isolates people from each other. I've seen people on tables on their phones the entire time. I know as a family, you have to put your phones away and stay together. And I think as a community, the events is what brings us together. So that's what I hope to advocate the most.
Roger Walsh, Highway 83, preserving the local identity unique to Maquonago, and the needs for long-term planning that considers quality of village life with quantity. I didn't invent those ideas. We had them in our comprehensive plan back in 2008. We had a lot of surveys, we had open houses. There's a lot of things that we've talked about in the past in terms of preserving Maquonago and small town atmosphere. How do you address that? It's what people have asked for, you know, over the years, putting our mission statements and goals, and reconciling that with the growth. The growth was inevitable. I mean, we changed 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I mean, it's always been growth because of the location here. The challenges that we have are we have some physical limitations, and everybody's going to have to share in the traffic issues just because of between Vernon Marsh and the lake and those the railroad, some of those limitations. It squeezes things through the center of this village, whether it's local street or otherwise. Those things are all going to be with us, and you know, something to address and have been talked about before. Three things quickly. I would advocate for the downtown strategic plan steering committee recommendations. I would advocate for improving transparency, accountability, and accessibility to voters, taxpayers, and residents. Here's what people say that I hear about, and just three quick ideas. Maintain and improve user-friendliness of the village website, possibly stream village and archive board meetings, and use some of the tools that we have. In terms of some of the social media tools that were, you know, came about in the last couple of years with the village, you know, Facebook page and that type of thing. And thirdly, I would commit to objective data and fact-based policy making. Sometimes I hear and observe some personality politics, some unsupportive opinions. You know, I'm looking for facts to make a decision, and looking for people to be accessible to people to say, what do you think we should be doing? So those are, you know, actions speak louder than words, and you know, putting those into action would be, you know, what I would advocate doing. Past words, you know, what are we going to do in the future? Thank you.
All right, Eric Brill here again. So the number one thing that comes to my mind, and I think I'm talking touch base on a lot of things that I've heard here already, is there's a lot of growth going on in this community. I think growth is great. We need to continue doing growth. But we also want to make sure we're maintaining what makes Maquonago great, why I moved here, you know, in the first place. We want to maintain that small town family identity that we have. I don't know how many people here have actually read through the comprehensive plan. Unfortunately, I can say maybe I have. Goal number one, right from that comprehensive plan, I'll read that to you guys here. to preserve and enhance a village quality of life, including historic identity, its small town atmosphere and community events, and its traditional downtown. I'm advocating tonight that I want to make sure that I am pushing for a lot of that as best I can. The second thing here I'd like to advocate for is maintaining the current initiative of keeping our community connected, investing in infrastructure such as parks, trails, sidewalks, making sure that as we develop new areas that those areas are connected as well. I happen to live on the north side of the community and it's a little disconnected still. I know there is a plan out there. I want to make sure we see that plan through. There is talks and things in the works to annex more property on that side of town, so we want to make sure that that continues to be a part of the village and not just another part of the village that's not really included. Third, I just want to make sure that when I'm sitting on this board, that the community as a whole needs to be kept in mind. I've seen a lot of decisions and discussions while sitting and watching what's going on at the board, where maybe not the whole community is in mind. If there's items that specifically reflect a certain group of people, and I'd like to make sure that we are, at the end of the day, keeping in mind the facts and what is best for everybody as a village as a whole. Thank you.
Jim Decker. I'd like to see the commercial and industrial tax base to be increased so that we can ensure the village long-term financial stability and take some of the burden off of the residential taxpayers. We have some large projects coming up in the future that I feel it's going to be required, otherwise the property tax will be kind of unbearable for the residents. The core plan has been talked about, which I, as chair of the health and rec, I'm very happy to have. I will push also to see my pet project, and that is in Field Park Pavilion, to be enlarged, turned into a year-round place so that the gatherings there can be held during the year, during whether or not county, because it gets a little nasty when it starts raining during the summer and you have some events there. That pavilion upgrade will take some long-term planning, but I will keep pushing to see that we at least get started on that road. The fuel park needs parking, roads. Its usage is starting to wear in what's supposed to be our Gateway Park. So I would like to keep encouraging that we keep investing in that park. I also like to encourage the village staff to keep working with the state DOT to plan what they're going to do to resolve village traffic problems. In the past, we can't have the village go in one direction and the state going DOT in another direction because it just doesn't get done. It doesn't pay for a village to keep spending money on studies that the DOT doesn't buy into. So as being part of the board, I can't see us how we can act unless we know what the state DOT has done. As you're aware of, the Highway 83 from Highway 43 towards Waterford is getting some improvements. Unfortunately, in the our area, not much is going to get done other than just a little facial upgrade, which I wasn't too happy to hear.
Okay, thank you. Just heard from all five candidates. Can we just expand it to have five positions instead of just three? These guys are all great. So just answer question number two about the top three things that they would advocate. So our last question, we're going to kick off with Roger Walsh. And if elected to this position, Roger, and the rest of you, how do you plan on approaching any conflict between different groups of voters or constituencies?
Roger Walsh, the transparency, accountability, accessibility, collaboration, in one word, I could say democracy. I have a few more words. I'd like to see more balanced representation. the biggest conflict or unease I've heard from residents centers on balance between short-term economic interests and long-term community planning. I'd like to say to everyone up here that we're not political opponents, we're neighbors. The village president and all trustees are residents of the village of Muquanago. Voters, taxpayers, residents, we all live here. Who doesn't want to be proud of where we live? Our quality of life, it's important to us. I think common ground and common sense. All of us have different skills and experience to contribute, and none of us will agree on every issue. That's a given. And find consensus for the good of the community. A village trustee, I think, has to consider what's best for the whole village, not just our street, our neighborhood, our subdivision. I think that's the job description of what we're supposed to be doing. And the last thing I would add is please vote, please register to vote, please participate if you can. I know everybody, has busy lives going on. Please come to meetings or, use the sources of information when you can. Thank you.
Eric Brill. All right, so I'm a very firm believer in compiling facts. My work experience as an engineer has made me very concise. The experience as an engineer has taught me to listen to the people and sort through the needs, the wants, and what's the difference between what that is. Once you know what those are, you need to work within the constraints of project and engineering. So there's always a budget. There's always something more you might want to put in, but is it really required? Is it really needed? I feel like this experience at work and in the community has taught me to be very inclusive of all opinions out there. At the end of the day, though, there are rules, statutes, ordinances, etc., that need to be followed and put in place. And I believe using facts, not just opinion, to guide the outcome to resolve conflicts and issues usually results in the correct thing. And that's what I believe I will be doing.
Jim Decker. My work experience has taught me the first thing to do is listen to what the people are saying. And from that, you have to kind of decide what is fact and what is just rhetoric. Because people yelling at each other or angry discussions doesn't get anything done. As a trustee, one thing you have to understand, we don't make policy, we don't do anything. We're just part of a team of what this board is. So by listening, getting the facts, presenting it to the board agenda so that it can be presented to the board for decisions, I like to think that by listening and getting the facts, I can then vote fairly to resolve it to the best decision possible, because you're never going to make everybody happy.
Carl Kenner. I'm a strong proponent of compromise, even though in today's political climate it's become a dirty word. I think you begin that process by focusing on where groups or individuals actually agree rather than where they are opposed. You can then work back towards the original issue and hopefully find common ground. The goal when dealing with these conflicts should never be to win. It should instead be to find a place where all the parties involved find a degree of benefit or satisfaction.
Ryan Clemmie, first I want to take a second, and as I'm listening to all the candidates, I like all the points of view, and I agree that differences are good to get a full understanding of what's the best course of action. So I know that we'll all be, whether or not we all get voted in, we'll all be active and continue to be. So with that being said, I think one of the biggest things, the reasons why conflict exists, because of lack of information, lack of understanding. So a lot of times if you plan ahead, organize, get information out there before you make a decision, people can absorb that information, give good feedback, and you can really stem a lot of conflict by doing that work ahead. I found even in my professional life, trying to alert people and say, hey, this is a possibility. Start giving me your feedback on it so I can start making plans or adjustments, and then be able to communicate back with you why things are happening, if it's not to your liking. So that's kind of how I like to start. I agree that listening is the first thing to do. Trying to seek understanding. A lot of things are just, you have your own opinion about something, and sometimes you don't understand why somebody is thinking the way they're thinking. Trying to understand their perspective, knowing them as a person, will help you resolve conflict sometimes. I'm involved with conflict all the time in my work. It's part of what we do. We push the boundaries to become more profitable. I think that's something that's inevitable in anywhere you are, or anywhere you work. Soliciting that feedback, just not passively, but actively, going out in the neighborhoods, talking to people, going to events and talking about what's going on in the village is important. Including others and trying to find the benefits for everybody, engaging so they can take ownership also. I found that the loudest voice is great to have, but you also have to seek out the silent voices. There's a lot more silent people, and a lot of times those people aren't heard because they don't talk. So you have to go talk to those people, look for that silent person and ask them questions. Trying to find solutions that are beneficial to everyone, I think they do exist. I don't think that trying to make a decision immediately is always the best policy. Sometimes you come into a board meeting and you have to table something so that you can have a chance to go and find more information. And that's okay. You don't have to make a snap decision about something. There is time limits to things, so you do have to do your best. But that's something that's really important. And then the last thing, I found that as long as you handle people with dignity, patience, fairness, and then focus on relationships. That's what's going to, maybe you have a conflict, but in the end, we all live together. It was mentioned that we all are in the same community, so it's not good to upset other people, and just make sure that, hey, this is a decision that's made. I know that you don't like it, but I still care about you. And, you know, they might not like your decision, but they still will care about you as well. So that's important.
Okay, those are your candidates, folks. Let's hear it for them. Thank you, thank you. Well thought out questions and answers from everybody here. So I'm gonna turn it over to April. So I wanna thank you all for coming to this. Please listen to the radio station, WFAQ 101.3, for the broadcast of this event. So.
Well, thank you so much, Todd, for moderating. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you to all of you who have come out. I wish you the best of luck at the election. And I have a pretty exciting announcement I thought I would make this evening since we're all here together. The former Waterford Balloon Festival, we are now bringing to Maguanago in partnership with the Village of Maguanago and Wing Dancer Balloon Promotions. So that's going to take place this July 19th, 20th, and 21st. And we are going to be calling it Balloons Over Maguanago. So hopefully you'll be able to come out and join us. We do have food out in the lobby area for you, so please help yourself. And again, get out and vote on April 2nd. Thank you.
The preceding program was a public service courtesy of WFAQ-LP-FM, Maguanago. It was the 2019 Political Candidate Forum, recorded live March 19th at 5 p.m. at the Badger Burger Restaurant in downtown Maguanago. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Commander Todd.